Amen. Well, in the church life, we need three things. The first one is life. Right, Brother Larry showed us we can get life by calling on the Lord. This whole week, we'll be getting into life. But besides life, we also need training. Our brother Emmanuel just gave us maybe a sobering word, but an honest word that we're here to be trained by the Lord. Amen. You know, it's not good enough, even humanly, just to have life. I have some kids, and I'm happy they have life, but there is a lot of training they need. I need to train them. You have to sit in your seat so that you will finish your dinner, so that you will not be hungry in the morning. So even something about life, our food we eat, we need training in how we eat our food, right? We need training in how we take care of our health. We need training in how we take care of our school. All these things require life and require training. So I'm really happy that Brother Emmanuel brought us, adjusted even me. You know, even dispositionally, I like to do things. I don't like to remember things. So, you know, that word is even to me. You know, I studied computers where you just make things do things. I didn't like biology where you had to remember things. But you know what? We have a memory, not for biology, but for God's word. This morning I was looking at the back of our packet, and this is not one of our memory verses, but I hope we all remember it. Maybe we could just flip this over and read this together. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God. Hallelujah. This is eternal life. This is eternal life, that we may know you. So what are we here this week? We're here this week to know our God. And as Emmanuel said, our God is not just about in the air, right? On the one hand, as Larry shared, he is there. We can call on him wherever he is. But this God is in the Word. And even without the Word, we would not know that you can call on the Lord and get the Lord. Maybe we say, we just need the Lord's name, just the Spirit, just life. Well, where are you going to find these? These are in the Word of God. So I really appreciated this verse this morning. Lord, we want to know you. We want to know the only true God. So besides life and training, the third thing we need in our Christian life and our church life is fruit bearing. So we need life to grow, we need training to grow in a proper way, and we need an issue of this life, which is fruit bearing. So this brings us to our second morning line, and this one is a little bit different, maybe for those who are our first time. Can I get a show of hands? Who's here for the first time? First college training? Oh, wonderful. Awesome. So this session, it is a message, but this message will be interspersed with testimonies from your peers who have been experiencing this fruit-bearing life on their campuses. So we really hope that we would all go away with a view that we are branches, and that as branches, we can bear fruit. So maybe you don't know what it means to be a branch or to bear fruit. So let's just open up our Bibles to John 15, and we can look at this matter together. So we want to know the Lord, we want to know him in his word. And not only do we get to know him in his word, but we also get to know ourselves and who we are. So we open up to John chapter 15. Give you a minute to get there, and we'll go ahead and read the first 11 verses of this chapter, and we'll read them in this way. This section here, we'll read the first verse, the middle section, the second verse. Or how about we do this? This half of the section, the second verse, third verse, fourth verse, and we'll just read around like that. And when you read, just read in a strong way. Release your spirit. Read in one accord. All right, so go ahead, verse 1 right here.
I am the true vine.
Amen. Amen. Let's also exercise when they end their verse, give them a good amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Altogether, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. Hallelujah. I love this verse. Let's speak that one again. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. Hallelujah. So the matter of fruit bearing is a matter of joy. I love this portion because the Lord has spoken to us. Anyways, the Lord is speaking to us, right? And He's speaking us to us in His Word in order that His joy would be in us. Who wants the Lord's joy? Right? And He says, my joy may be in you. What? And that your joy may be made full. So we don't just want a little bit of joy. We want our joy made full. So we need to see how, as believers in the church life, how can we have our joy made full? So this is the matter. Let's read the title together. The matter of fruit bearing. Fruit bearing, the preaching of the gospel on the highest plane. Amen. So on one hand, fruit bearing is a matter of preaching the gospel. Maybe when we hear this term, preaching the gospel, we think of someone standing up and speaking to everybody like I am, and they go, well, I can never do that, right? Or maybe we just think about going around our campus and approaching strangers. Maybe we think this is just memorize a bunch of things and then try and regurgitate all those things to someone else, right, to teach them. Well, maybe we would carry out these activities, but in John 15, which is the last gospel, in John of the last gospels, the Lord doesn't say, go and disciple, or go and baptize, or go and teach, but He says, abide in me. Amen. So being the last gospel, you could say this is the final word on the matter of preaching the gospel, and the way the Lord presents this is in a very high way, is I am the vine, the Lord is the vine, and you are just the branches. So what are we? We are just branches. Maybe we could all just say that. I am a branch. And I'm in the vine. Maybe we think of ourselves, oh, I'm not a good brother. I'm a naughty brother. I'm a bad brother. I'm no good for gospel. I'm no good for this. I'm no good for that. Well, you know what? The Lord said, you're a vine. No, you're a branch. I'm the vine, you're a branch, right? So related to fruit bearing, we need to put aside how we feel, put aside our condition, and realize that as believers, we are branches in the vine. And actually, even in our lowest estate, there's still something within us that would like to give the Lord to others. Maybe we've had this experience where we feel, I am just so low, right? But there's still, maybe there's someone you're studying with, or something, there's still something within you that says, this one needs the Lord. And I go, I hardly have the Lord. This shows we're a branch. There's life in these branches, right? So this word is for all of us, no matter if we feel we're a good branch, if we feel we're a poor branch, if we feel we're any kind of branch, we are branches. And branches just belong in the vine. So point one says, our gospel, our preaching of the gospel must be on the highest level, which is to minister life, even Christ to people. So as branches, we are not carrying out a work. We are just ministering life. Amen. We're ministering Christ to the people that we meet. This is wonderful. A says we must realize that in the church service, we do not do anything in the way of organization. The church is an organism, a universal vine. And as an organism, it needs life. Hallelujah. So therefore, our church service is mainly for ministering life into others. Hallelujah. So bearing fruit is not merely a matter of preaching or teaching, which we may do, right? Right now, you could say I'm preaching or teaching, but our desire and our goal with whoever we're speaking with is to minister life, to minister Christ into these ones. Hallelujah. Point C says, the branches abide in the vine, and as they abide, they bear fruit. You know, at my house, I have a couple of fruit trees, and the branches are there, and as long as I water the tree, give the tree the proper food, you know what those branches do? They bear fruit, and the fruit is good, right? The fruit makes the tree's joy full, and it makes my joy full. You know, a tree that is not bearing fruit is actually a sad tree because it's not receiving the proper life supply. But a tree that's receiving the life supply, this last winter we had a lot of good rain. Oh, my apple tree is so delicious. My oranges were great. My tangerines, even they weren't a sour. So anyways, we need the life supply so that we could bear the fruit. Okay, so point one says, to have the proper, genuine spreading of the gospel, we must have the overflow of the inner life. And related to this point, Sister Moselle would like to come up and share her experience. So let's all stand with her. There'll be a number of sharing throughout this whole week. So at the end, there may be even some time for you to share your testimony. So we're just standing with one another. She is just a representative of you all. We happen to hear of her experience, and so that's why she is up here today. So all of you, hopefully, we can have some time to hear of your experiences, whether during the sharing or after the sharing. We'd like to give you all opportunity, because this is how we learn, right? We're here to learn. We're here because we need training. We're here to learn from one another. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are branches in the vine.
Amen.
In regards to this message, my experience has been that in the beginning, when I started to have more fellowship with the Lord and have more intimate time with the Lord, the Lord began to touch me that I needed to speak to those that were in my classes. One particular time I had an experience with a girl who was a freshman and she didn't know anybody. And she would always wait for me after class. She wanted to spend time with me and talk about class, if we could study. And during this time, I had a feeling to speak to her. But as we were walking, I was just in my mind, what am I going to say to this one? How can I say anything to this one? Can I even lose my face? I couldn't. And so the whole semester, this was like, every Monday, Wednesday, this was like the situation. And after the semester, I was sad. And I just cried before the Lord that I lost the opportunity to preach to this one that he had placed right next to me. It was so easy. She was a freshman. And she was so open, following me, following the Lord. Obviously, it was the Lord in me. But so my prayer was for the next semester that the Lord would give me opportunities again. But this caused me to abide in the vine. I needed the Lord. I needed to be more under the fellowship, an intimate affection relationship with him, and even just remaining in him when these ones came by. Not so much in my mind of, what can I do? What can I say? But actually just inwardly touching the Lord and remaining in him. So the following semester, there was another girl that the Lord placed. And actually there was quite a few, but this one, I was like, there's no way, Lord. Like, she's so strong about her beliefs. There's no way that she would be open. So all I did was, I was just a student, abiding in the vine. So when we would spend time together to study, sometimes I would sing, or sometimes I'd say, hey, I gotta go, I need to go to Bible study, or I need to go to singing time. And I just realized that in my caring for this one, and even the goal of bearing her, right, as a fruit, I just needed to be normal. I needed to be abiding in the vine and just be normal. And I realized that actually we have it so easy. They're right next to us. We can relate to one another, right? We're students. And I realized that these ones are seeking. So even though she had a strong belief and she loved the Lord, she was still seeking. She was seeking the truth. And throughout the whole semester, nothing really happened. We just stayed connected. But that summer after, the next semester, she found me. I was sitting somewhere by myself studying, and she found me, and she just started flowing. And in return, I started flowing. And we were able to fellowship, and we were able to touch the Lord together. And we started to go to singing times together. So I guess overall, I just want to encourage you that we need to be those that abide in the vine and even realize that this is normal, right? When we're abiding in the vine, it was normal for me to come into the library and be singing, or to tell her, like, hey, you know, I'm going to Bible study. I'm not scared to tell her anymore. I'm not scared to say it anymore, right? Because we're just touching the Lord and it's just flowing out. And this is very normal. The Lord wants all men to be saved, and he has put us in our campuses sovereignly and even in each one of our classes so that we can be those that abide to outflow and gain these ones.
Amen. Amen. So fruit bearing is very normal, right? Maybe we have a similar experience with the Lord saying, speak, speak, speak. And we say, no, no, no. But thankfully the Lord is merciful, and he continues to help us to abide in him. And by this abiding, the Lord has a way to bear fruit. And also, I'd like to highlight what our sister said, is that it's so easy because you're a student and they're a student. You know, when I approach someone, sometimes they think I'm a student, but usually they kind of want to know, what do you want? What do you want? But the best ones are the ones that are studying with you, the ones that are getting together with you, the ones that are walking here and there with you. They're there to be born by you as fruit. But this requires you to be an abiding one. Like our sister said, wow, I want to gain one, but I need to be in the Bible study. What does a branch do? The branches go to the Bible study. The branches go to the singing time. And then the branches bring the fruit to the same place. It just becomes who we are. So how about all together we can read point two.
Praise the Lord. How about we all stand up and call on the name of the Lord? Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. You can all sit down. Calling on the Lord is one way among many ways to be abiding in the vine. How about we say, I am a branch in the vine. I am a branch in the vine. Amen. I'd like to ask you all, what are you here for? What are you here for? Well, as the banner says, we are here to know, see, and gain God. Amen. And actually, what God desires is to have his increase. According to the Bible, he wants to spread all over the earth, and he wants to have his increase, his testimony, all over the earth. How about we come to point number two? We can all read this together. We need to bear fruit as branches of the vine. How about we say that again? We need to bear fruit as branches of the vine. Oh, Lord, we need. Do we see this need? Brothers and sisters, there is a need today. Do we see this need? Do we realize this need? That we need to bear fruit as branches of the vine. Oh, Lord, even this line, we can turn it into a prayer. Lord, cause me to see this need. You know, in Genesis, when God created man,
right after he created man, he blessed them. He blessed them saying, be fruitful and multiply. Right? Be fruitful and multiply. But also in John 15, the Lord Jesus said, but I chose you and I set you that you should go forth and bear fruit. So how do we be fruitful and multiply? We need to go. We need to go. We need to bear fruit. Right? This is what the Lord has commissioned us. And this is what we need to pray back to the Lord. Amen. Point A, if we are saved, we are a branch in the vine. Can I get a show of hands? Who is saved? Well, I have good news for you. You are a branch in the vine. Whether you feel like it or not, you are a branch in the vine. Amen. Actually, this matter of being in the vine and being a branch and bearing fruit is a matter of destiny. Yes, I said destiny. You know, bearing fruit is your destiny. You know, we're placed on campuses. We're placed in our locality. Of course, we're there, right, to be built up with the saints, to built up with the ones in our small group. But also, we have such a life within us. We weren't saved just to be saved and enjoy all the riches of this life. On one hand, that's correct. But this life within us needs to flow, right? There is an issue of our enjoyment of this life. And this is the bearing of fruit. Amen. So remember, on your campuses, on your locality, wherever you are, right? We don't have an excuse. Oh, I don't have, there are not many students. I don't have anyone to pray with. My situation, my circumstance doesn't allow me to bear fruit. We have no excuse. We have the fruit-bearing life within us. We are made for this. Our destiny is to bear fruit. Amen. How about we read point B together? We must realize that every branch in the vine must abide in the Lord to bear fruit. So for this point, we have a sister, our sister Hannah, to share her experience of bearing fruit in this matter. Amen.
Hi, my name is Hannah. I'll be a senior at USC. In the beginning of the previous semester, my home meeting, we started to have prayer times with some of the saints. And I began to be burdened for bear fruit. And we began to pray to give me a friend that I can preach the gospel to. And I met Sandy, or my friend, and she had a strong Buddhist background and a little bit of knowledge in the four gospels. And I totally forgot about this burden or bearing fruit when I met her. And once I was reminded, I told the Lord, Lord, not her, someone else, please. She's not going to believe that you're her Lord. But as I became closer to her, I began to pray, Lord, save my friend, and don't let our friendship be in vain. And so I tried inviting her to the home meeting initially and Frisbee, but she was reluctant to come to the meeting. But she was willing to come and play with us. So she began to come and play, and it was all the college students at SC and some of the serving ones. And that's how she got to know the saints in a normal way. And when we get together, it wasn't always about reading the Bible or talking about God, but she would actually ask me questions about God and any questions that she has concerning Christianity. And we continued to pray by myself and with the saints. And I had another opportunity to ask her to come to the meeting. And this time she was willing. And I actually asked her, hey, do you want to come over to my house for dinner? But, you know, in the church life, dinner is associated with meetings. So when she said yes to dinner, I actually told her, actually, we're going to have some saints gather together and, like, sing and get into the Bible. Are you okay with that? And she said, yeah, that's fine. And she came. And when she did come, she really enjoyed it, and she continued to come almost consistently. She began to be more curious and interested. And after this one day of like an hour and a half of conversation, her asking me questions and me trying my best to answer, she asked me at the end, so how do you pray? But I wasn't bold enough to say, well, you can pray with me right now. Later on, this summer, last Monday, when I got to see her again, we were at lunch with some of the college students, and we took turns to pray before eating. And very unexpectedly, she prayed her first prayer saying, Lord Jesus, thank you for the food. And I was just really encouraged. And in preaching the gospel to her and trying to shepherd her, I felt like I was enjoying the Lord much more than before. Amen. And I felt cherished and shepherded. So I think it's important to pray, not just by yourself, but with the saints also. Amen. And I'm just so glad that the Lord is faithful to remind you and carry you through. And we just need to take advantage of the fact that we're students and we have friends. And so we need to just start asking to come to dinner or frisbee or volleyball. So,
amen. Yeah. Amen. How encouraging. We can make a friend. We can invite a friend, right? To frisbee, to basketball, to volleyball. To have this kind of opening within them to allow them to have more openings. And then eventually, you know, as we pray with the ones that we're with, the ones that we are built up with, they may have an open door to come into a home meeting or into the church life. Amen. Amen. How about we read one together? We may feel that whether or not we bear fruit does not matter, as long as we are not wrong in other things. However, a branch that does not bear fruit for a long time is seriously wrong. O Lord, have mercy on us. You know, this matter, a lot of times, you know, as branches abiding in the vine, we may feel that we're just content of where we are, just complacent and be happy. And that's, you know, on one hand, it's good that we're abiding in the vine, but we need to advance. We need to go on. You know, Hannah shared, after this one came in contact, and, you know, her experience of Christ was heightened, right? There was a much more enjoyment of Christ. And so even this matter of bearing fruit, you know, we need to pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy on me, that I wouldn't just be where I am right now. But Lord, bring me on. Lord, even have, I like to have one under me, right? One younger one or one newer one that I can take care of. And this isn't something that, oh, I'm going to be so, you know, I'm so busy, you know, I'm filled with other things. But actually, taking care of one will definitely increase your enjoyment, your life flow of Christ. Amen. So this is definitely a warning to us. But I like to just take this as an encouragement. You can start now, right? No matter what year you are in college, or even if you graduated, you can still pray to the Lord. Lord, I like to bear fruit. Amen. Right? We're still young. Amen. Right? We're in our late teens, early 20s, mid-20s. We're still young. We can bear fruit. Amen. To not bear fruit will cause us to be cut off from the enjoyment of the life of the vine. Many brothers and sisters do not have much enjoyment of the riches of Christ's life because they do not bear fruit. And I'd like to just be clear and make a clarification on this matter, that to not bear fruit and to be cut off from the enjoyment of the life of the vine is not to lose your eternal salvation. Saints, I'd just like to reemphasize this, that you will not lose your eternal salvation. Once you have been saved, you are eternally saved. Amen. Even in John 10, we see that no one will snatch us out of the Son's hand and then of the Father's hand. Amen. So our eternal salvation is secure. But this point is talking about the matter of our present enjoyment of the life. Right? If we're not in the vine bearing fruit, then we're not in the current enjoyment of Christ. Literally speaking, if the branch is not connected to the vine, it's just a dead branch. I would say that branch is on the ground, on the floor, because it's not connected to the vine. But, you know, it's still a branch. It is still a branch. But this branch needs to be connected to the vine, right? And so we need to be attached to the vine. Not only attached, but there's a purpose for being attached. And this is to bear fruit. Amen. So may we stay in the vine. You know, calling on the Lord is one way to stay in the riches of this life. But spending personal time with the Lord, praying in the twos and threes, gathering in the home meetings, going out on the gospel, sharing your enjoyment of Christ, all these matters are to enhance, to enrich your experience of Christ. Amen. And to stay, and for that connection, to stay fresh. You know, that is my burden, you know. A lot of times we may be, I've been in the church life for a while. I know how things go in the church life, you know, the club, the Bibles. I know, you know. You don't need to teach me, full-timer. But are we fresh? Is our enjoyment up to date? Is our enjoyment present with the Lord? Right? Do we have a living touch with the Lord? Amen. Amen. How about we go to C? As branches, we must bear fruit. We must have such a breakthrough. We need to go to the Lord to have a thorough dealing with Him. And at this point, we'll have our sister Priscilla share her experience along this point.
Hi, I'm Priscilla. I recently graduated Cal State LA. So actually, prior to my freshman year, I went to a college training. And from there, I picked up the burden to preach the gospel. Amen. But actually, on my campus, there was like less than 4 students. But the Lord was faithful to provide a lot of seeking ones and a lot of new ones. So I kind of, my first 2 years, I was taking care of these ones. But actually, it became such a burden to me because I didn't have a sister to, you know, pray with, or I didn't have, there wasn't serving ones, so I was kind of taking care of these ones on my own. But actually, my first year, one of my high school friends, Jennifer, I invited her to come with me to Bible study, and then she's been faithfully going for all 4 years, and actually, she's been even more consistent than some of our core students. And before my senior year, I was like, Lord, what am I going to do when I graduate? Like, I don't want this one to be lost. So then I was very desperate before the Lord in the matter of how I should connect her. And then actually I realized that my burden shouldn't be my own burden, but it needs to be a matter of the body too. So actually I started praying with a sister, and my burden became her burden, so it became a mutual burden. Amen. And actually I started praying also with a trainee every week for Jennifer. And then we started reading I think Elements of the Christian life, and then Jennifer even went to our college conference. But actually, I realized that, you know, abiding, it's when we abide in the vine, then fruit bearing is spontaneous and normal. But actually, we need the coordination and cooperation of the body. So I realized I needed to connect her not only to the trainees, but I also needed to connect her to the students, and I needed to connect her to the homes. So I realized that, you know, it's actually much easier to shepherd new ones with other sisters, you know, then the burden is lifted up from your shoulders. But outwardly, I was shepherding, but inwardly, I was being supplied through Jennifer. So I realized one thing is that as long as we're desperate and as long as we come to the Lord and we abide in the vine, then He is faithful. He's just waiting for us to ask Him for the fruits.
Amen. Hallelujah for the body, for those ones with us. We're not just a branch in the vine, but we are branches. Hallelujah for a branch is. There's more than one, surely, that we can pray with, that we can bear the burden with. And this is to have a breakthrough. Saints, brothers, sisters, we need a breakthrough. I don't know what that means to you, but we need to go to the Lord. Lord, have a breakthrough within me. Amen. How about we all pray that right now? Lord, have a breakthrough within me. We need to go to the Lord to have a thorough dealing with Him. This matter will be expounded more later this week. But we need to come to Him. We need to open to Him. Right, we need to open to His speaking, right? Whatever He has for us, that He may bring us on, whatever we need to get through. And you know, this matter of breakthrough, I appreciated that this matter of breakthrough, abiding in the vine, means there is no insulation between us and the Lord. There's nothing between. You know, whatever that is between us and the Lord, that would be broken through. The Lord will get through in us, right, in this matter of bearing fruit. Amen. Point one, if anyone has not borne fruit for several years, there is the danger that such a one may be cut off from the life supply. Two, we must endeavor, and be desperate. We must say, how about we all say this together? Lord, I am one of your branches. Why do I not bear fruit? I must bear some. I cannot go on like this anymore. Lord, have mercy on me, that by your grace I may bear at least one fruit. Amen. So we must circle, highlight, endeavor. Desperate. We need to be desperate before the Lord. You know, when we are before the Lord at His judgment seat, you know, we'll be accounted to the Lord, right? According to our work from the Lord, in the Lord, and even how many we have brought to the Lord, right? So we must endeavor and be desperate in this age. Right now, on your campuses, while you are a student. Amen. You know, I just had a quick testimony in my senior year. After I graduated, I went to the college training, and I realized that I graduated, and you know, I was just recalling how many fruit did I bear, and you know, to tell you the truth, I did endeavor, but it wasn't that many that remained, and I felt so short. I was desperate, but in a sense, I graduated already. And even I wanted to extend my college years. But anyway, I couldn't. The university told me to graduate and leave. But, you know, take the opportunity now, right, to have this experience in college. And don't regret, oh, I should have borne fruit. I should have had at least one. But we need to endeavor and be desperate before the Lord. Amen. Amen. And this is the best time. Amen. Three, if we will bear even one fruit.
Amen.
Lord, give us one fruit.
Amen.
The life supply will flood in.
Amen.
The life juice will stream in. And we will bear more fruit.
Amen.
Amen. For more fruit.
Amen.
To bear the first fruit is a breakthrough.
Amen.
And our brother Kingswell will share his experience along this line. Amen.
Hi, my name is Kingswell, and I just graduated from UCSD. About my college years are extended by a year, so praise the Lord. I want to share an experience that I had last year. So I used to live on campus, and when I lived on campus, brothers would visit me, and I would have appointments also with, you know, full-timers, and that would actually preserve me and supply me. So, I've been getting so much supply all these years. So my fourth year, I had a feeling like, Lord, there's such a surplus. I just need to give something, right? And so in my fellowship with some brothers, we eventually reached a prayer that was, Lord, just have mercy on me. Give me one brother, someone younger than me to help shepherd and take care of this year. And I felt like that the Lord answered this prayer in a strong way. So there was this freshman brother who was a church kid, but just fell away from meeting. But he somehow came back into contact with the saints here at UCSD. And I met him. And then later we had the chance to hang out with the brothers. And I invited him that day. And when it came time to follow up and, you know, pick him up from campus to go hang out with the brothers, he wasn't responding. We were calling, texting, messaging. He didn't respond. But I knew where on campus he lived. So I had a certain feeling from the Lord was, don't give up just yet. So what we did was I drove to that area where he lived, and we got up and basically searched on foot for him. And we managed to find him in a study room. And he was so surprised that we found him, you know, and, you know, so, and we just found him studying, and he just packed up his stuff, and we went to go hang out. And, amen. So the whole night, he was just, you know, saying, I can't believe you guys found me. I'm just, you know, so glad. And ever since that day, that night, he's become so open. And then eventually, we just continued to meet. Continue following up. I began to hang out with him, and we reached a point where I was comfortable enough to tell him my testimony of how brothers came and visited me. And I just asked if I could, you know, visit him on a regular basis, and we can just meet together, talk about the Lord, or just do human things, grab lunch, hang out. And we've been doing that, and I can say that this brother has fully entered into the church life.
Amen.
And it's really encouraging to see this. It's been my joy this for my fourth year, and it's also been the church's joy just to have this brother.
Amen.
So I just want to say when we endeavor to even as we're endeavoring to bear fruit, we get to touch life, we get to receive life, and then we get to minister life. And the result, and you know, the expression of this life is just something so doable. It's human, just, you know, following up with our contacts, reaching out. And the result is, you know, is joy.
Amen. Amen.
Holiday is joy.
Amen.
Oh, we have the Lord's joy.
Amen.
And that our joy may be made full.
Amen.
And feel like our brother Kingswell really experienced the joy, right? After some years of receiving, right, this life, you're just full. You're full of this life, right? You have to have an outlet. You need to have a way to flow out, right? It's your turn. It's you, right? It's not him or her. It's you. It's me, right? To overflow the riches that we have, you know, that's been constituted into us. And, you know, don't think that you say, I don't have anything. I, you know, I, well, you have something. right? You're a branch in the vine. Amen. You have the life. You have something, Amen. You know. No matter how you feel, even if you're in the low, you have the Lord with you in the low, Amen. Right? And you can speak something of the Lord to your peers, to your friends, and your classmates. Amen. Amen. How about we read 3 together, Roman numeral 3. We must all go to the Lord and say, Lord, grant me to be normal in the matter of fruit bearing. Every year I must bear some fruit. Lord, as a branch of your vine, I need a yearly crop. Right. Rather, I simply want to be normal, bearing at least one fruit per year. Amen. Bearing fruit as a branch in the vine is not something strange, but it's normal. This is a normal living, and this is very attainable through the testimonies which we have seen, right? So attainable, and so even, you know, this is feasible. We can do this. Amen. It's not just for older people or spiritual people or ones that are super constituted, but even something that you have a little bit, you can overflow that, right, to ones that are around you. You know, there are thousands of people on your campuses. There's got to be at least one person, right? Amen. So, you know, our burden definitely is that this is for you to practice. We're here to know, see, and gain God. But actually, by practicing these things, by living such a fruit-bearing life, we increase our experience of God, right? As we're in the vine, bearing fruit as a branch, we're knowing, we're seeing, and we're experiencing God. Hallelujah, this is all for His purpose and His plan for us. Amen. And let's read the focus together and we can end here. The proper and genuine preaching of the gospel is to impart Christ as life into people, bearing fruit by the overflow of life. Amen. Amen. Maybe we can pray two by two or with your partner from this message or anything that has touched you. Amen.